Hare Krishna, I'm back in Budapest. There was a quick visit to Bhaktivedanta Manor yesterday, going in the morning, coming in the evening. I didn't really get in until 1 a.m. this morning. I just went for a meeting with the Management Council of the UK and to just discuss some issues and finalize some points as regards to Balabhadra Das, who's officially a member of the UK Management Council, as well as of the Yatra itself. And then I got back very, very late. Today it's a very beautiful day. I'm going to just do puja and then go for a walk down the Danube, Japa walk with Niranjan Maharaj. It was very nice, actually, being there, aside from seeing Radha Gokulananda and many devotees and Bhaktivedanta Manor. Grounds were very, very nice. Gardens were really developing. And I also saw Brindadevi and Tulsi, as usual, is very nice. I met with Jayadvaita Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, and Chandramouli Maharaj. They were all present also. And although they're all going in different directions and not able to come visit here in Hungary right now. Anyway, I hope that at some future time they will. They've all been here before, very much liked by the devotees. Here's a question by Gaur Krishna Das from Budapest. He says, I was amazed when I read Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the saffron cloth again for new initiation into higher sannyas order from Bharati to Saraswati order. Do Bhattacharyas as a grihastha have the right to offer this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In short, my answer is that they do not, grihasthas do not directly offer the renounced order of life. It requires a sannyasi to accept sannyas from someone else. Sannyasis are the ones who chant the sannyas mantra. Therefore, mantra needs to be received from a person who is regularly chanting it. And the danda, the cloth, and all the other signs of sannyas should be received from someone who has the sannyas order, is in the sannyas order. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is offering this, my understanding is that he's not offering it and that he is going to give it, but he's going to arrange for it to be done. And this is a similar situation as with Dvaitacharya, who inspired Vishwarup, we spoke about this the other day, to also accept the renounced order of life. I don't understand that Dvaitacharya directly gave sannyas to Vishwarup, him being a grihastha. However, he arranged for another to do so. This is not dissimilar to the situation of which I wrote in Shiksha Guru book, and the devotees have ample experience of. When the person or persons whom we receive shiksha from inspire us to take initiation, but for some reason, either due to their own choice or for technical reason, they're not yet able to give initiation themselves, and therefore they recommend or come to an agreement with the disciple as to who one should accept diksha from, in which case the diksha becomes more of a formality. One receives the Gayatri Mantra, a sacred thread, and official right to worship the deity from the initiator, but the instructing guru was and continues to be the main source of inspiration in a devotee's life. So this is the similarity between both of these Bishparup and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu connection with Agrihastha and the renounced order of life. In addition to that point, this example of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offering sannyas is also for me a precedent and a tradition of the principle of reinitiation, because offering of sannyas also means offering of mantra. And here the reason is really not a grave one, and that was not because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru became disqualified, but rather because Bhattacharya thought that it would be a higher status for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the society of Vaishnavas, and probably for people in general, him being initiated into the Saraswati order was more appropriate and more distinguished than that of the Bharati Sampradaya. And quite a minor or a trivial reason, but still, Bhattacharya, who is certainly the most learned of all scholars, he suggested such a thing, which means that it was a practice which took place even at that time. Of course, Gopinath then discussed with Sarvam Bhattacharya and told him that you don't need to offer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas. He's beyond sannyas. He's the Supreme Lord. He's the one who sets up the system of varna and ashram, and he doesn't need to be distinguished by the renounced order as all of these distinctions and identifications hide his actual glory as Lord Krishna, and don't add anything to his true status. And of course, at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not really so inclined to submit to this argument, and they argued about this until he had his own understanding and realization, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from him about Vedanta Sutra, and at the conclusion of that exchange, he revealed to him his Sat-Bhuj form. So, a very important example, precedent that we use from Shastra, and this is one of the very important features of our literary tradition, is that it preserves for us the spiritual values of our sampradaya. Some things are written down in Shastra, Shruti, and Smriti, but everything is not necessarily there. Still, Mahajana Jena Gata Sapanta, the behavior of great souls and self-realized souls is for us an equal authority as Shastra on those things which are not recorded, or even in explaining how those things recorded in scripture should be applied according to time, place, and circumstance. That's why Srila Prabhupada's instructions are so important and so relevant for members of the Krishna consciousness movement, so that the vast teachings of the Vedic literature can be properly understood and applied in the present circumstances of a worldwide preaching institution with constant influx of new devotees in the framework of the Kali Yuga modern world. All right, more again tomorrow, and Hare Krishna.